Detroit versus everybody. It's a song, it's a t-shirt. It is the spirit of long-suffering Detroit Lions football fans who now see their team in Sunday's NFC Championship game win, and the Lions roar to their first Super Bowl ever. And with us now from the Motor City is Carlos Manarez. He's longtime sports columnist at the Detroit Free Press. Hey, Carlos.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You've been covering sports in Detroit, you know, since 1999, and now they're in football's Final Four. First time since 92 I was at that game at RFK Stadium, to date myself. What does the city look like now? What are the people around you saying, dressing like?
Oh, it's simple. The Lions colors are Honolulu blue and silver, and the city's awash in Honolulu blue and silver. Hockey fans are wearing it. The governor's wearing it. There's a drone show above Ford Field. The city's been bursting. People's grandfathers, you know, if they're still around, have been waiting a really long 65 years or so for this moment.
Yeah. The story of the Lions, I mean, how much does it overlap with the story of the city, right? Gritty, tough industrial times, now trying to reclaim its old glory. I mean, is that too Hollywood script, or is there something there?
There's something there that's definitely true. And so many people live here for generations. They grow up here, they live here, they die here. Their fathers, grandparents, they've all been Lions fans. The team's been here since 1934. The one thing that's been interesting is that the other teams, the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Tigers, have had their moments. So the Lions have stuck out. They have been, you know, unfortunately, the stepchild in this. And this is definitely Midwest, Rust Belt. It's a football city at its core. So people have been waiting, and they've been more patient, really, than they should have been. But it's finally coming true.
Yeah. And you have written about the Lions being what you describe as America's underdogs, and them being underdogs predates the first Super Bowl?
Yeah, they're the only NFC team, the NFC conference team, to not play in a Super Bowl. They won the 1957 championship. It was the NFL championship back then. And since then, they haven't gotten there. So this would be their first chance. The underdog mentality, definitely Detroit leans into it. There's a lot of, you know, Detroit versus everybody t-shirts around and sweatshirts. It's always been a city that really has been trying to pick itself up off the ground, reinvent itself, but also with a lot of tradition baked into who the people are here, their work ethic, very blue collar. And I think the Lions resonate for that reason.
I understand there are watch parties. It's an away game. They're playing in San Francisco, but Ford Field, the football field, will be open for watch parties, the baseball park also. How do you think fans are going to experience this game? I ask because a good friend of mine, hello, Stuart, lifelong Lions fan. When the game gets close, he can't even watch. He has to walk away. You know, that kind of fan.
The funny thing is this year, you hear that a lot and people have been a little bit nervous, but the team has been so good. This is the epicenter of football right now. So it does feel like football city between Michigan winning the national championship a few weeks ago and now football. The Lions on this historic run. So it's a weird time, 26 years since Michigan won the title and 60 plus years since the Lions. Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Lions, he's gotten this huge groundswell of support from fans everywhere. This is the guy, the unlikely hero, the underdog, the cast-off who's making it happen for them. So the town, the people are really embracing not only the winning, but the way it's happening and who's making it happen.
Yeah, wow. The underdog quarterback for the underdog team in the underdog city. Quite a scene. Carlos Manarez, sports columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks very much.
Anytime, Scott.